Gentlemen, good morning. Barry, welcome back.
Hi, Howard. Thank you very much.
You certainly are no stranger.
Thank you.
I don't think you've been to our new studios, have you?
No, I haven't. Well, it's only been about a month, to be fair.
No. Zanati moved here when?
July
of last year.
2006.
Yes, it was 2000. And, no, it was last year. Last year. Anyway, welcome to our new studios. Great to have you here. Yitzchak, welcome to you. Is this your first time here in South Africa?
Yes, my first time, and I love it.
Well, listen, in fairness, you've been to Cape Town. If you don't love Cape Town, then...
something is wrong with you if then you don't like Cape Town.
It is indeed. What did you think? Beautiful part of the world, huh?
It's one of God's... One of God's most beautiful creation, no doubt.
No doubt, absolutely right. So tell us about God's other creation, which is of course Israel. We know that it's a very small country. It's got a growing population, lots of pressure on the property market there. Give us a sense of what the property market looks like in Israel at the moment.
Well, at the moment, it depends on what location you're looking at, but the central part of Israel is a booming market. But the outskirts, you know, the supply has caught up with demand.
Right.
But in the central part of Israel, we're still lacking. We are in need of 60,000 units per year of the internal growth in Israel.
60,000 units. Is that in central or the whole country?
The whole country. And we are building on the average between 35 and 40 for the last 5 years. So we're always catching up.
Well, you're not even, because the deficit is, there's always a deficit, which is obviously accumulated. Yeah. So what do people do?
Well, listen, at the end of the day, people need the roof and need to work. And basically everybody finds their place and location. There's a lot of developments going on now, thank goodness. You know, bureaucracy has gone down because it used to take a long time until a permit was able to, but it's gone down, and we have improved the way we are building. Labor, which was always an issue. We didn't have enough labor, but there's more labor coming in from China and Israel and so on and so forth.
Right.
That I think will help very much.
So that should, and I mean, you can't manufacture more land. So what happens? I mean, are the cities growing outside of where they have been, or are areas being redone in order to create more units?
Okay. That's a very, very good question, because what's going on in Israel in the past 10 years, there is something called Itchatshut Ironit, which is the rejuvenation or renewal of neighborhoods in Israel.
Gentrification, I think we would call it here probably.
Okay. I don't even know how to pronounce what you said now, but I think we got it. Where basically we take very, very old buildings, which are four floors usually on the average, and we destroy them. We send the families away, obviously, for...
to Disneyland. I think I've seen that on TV.
They go anywhere they want.
For only a week.
Extreme makeover.
Miraculously, your home is now 12 stories high.
But it's a fantastic
and it's got a
program. Because what it does, it basically triples almost the number of units in areas while changing the whole infrastructure of the city and the old 40, 50-year-old infrastructure, which is... Very, very old. And
so you're not taking, and that's what I wanted to understand from you, is you're not taking the old buildings, you know, the ones I always picture on stilts, and redoing those. Those are coming down completely. I'm not saying those specifically, but old buildings are coming down and you starting from scratch, really.
Most of what's going on in Israel, yes, it is that way. But in the last 7 years, what we've done is we've taken these older buildings and, brought about 70% of it down, changed all the infrastructure and added more floors on it, added elevators, and the most important part, we strengthened it against possible earthquakes, because that was the main part, having a safety room as well for each apartment.
Interesting. Moshe says, someone just told me that every night between Bnei Brak and Jerusalem, the religious sector celebrates over 100 weddings. All these couples obviously would be needing apartments.
Very good point. Israel is a statistic, an amazing statistic. Out of all developed countries and even all the neighboring countries around Israel, we have the most kids per family.
Right.
Our population...
We reported on that last week, actually.
Absolutely. So,
one of the highest in the world.
So there's a need for homes, and not only in the religious part, but on the average is 3.2 kids 3.2 kids per family.
Awesome Santon are doing a charity fundraiser. They are looking to raise 1.2 million rand to build a new youth center. If you are interested in supporting the Awesome Santon cause, go to www.charity.com, because I absolutely can't pronounce this. COMOHRSANDTON, as in Santon, EXT. So go and look for that and support Awesome, who are looking to build a 1.2 million rand youth center. Howard, you had a question.
Yeah, so clearly with the shortage of property, prices must be skyrocketing. Now, South Africans, as you know, have a currency which makes it not easy to convert into foreign currency, particularly into shekels. So what is one looking at per square meter, say, on the beachfront in Tel Aviv, in Modi'in, in Jerusalem, in Ir Yamin? What's the square meter cost per apartment?
So, Howard, if you're talking about first line to the ocean in Tel Aviv, you can get prices starting from about 90,000 shekels a meter up to 120,000, 130,000 shekels a meter.
So about half a million rand a meter.
You've done the calculation. But yes.
And you can't live in a meter, eh? I'm just saying.
Yes. Well, you can if you stand upright.
Yeah, always.
Yes,
only.
Absolutely. If you've got your family, you're going to need at least 5 meters. So what a lot of people do is just buy a parking space. Look, that is the most expensive real estate in Israel, is beachfront Tel Aviv. Herzliya Pituach also has, if you want to be close to the beachfront, 60,000-80,000. But if you're looking at the cities such as Netanya, Ranana, Herzliya, Kfar Saba, those areas, your price has started about 16 or 17,000 shekels a meter and go up to 25 or 30,000 shekels a meter. So
you times by four, about 100,000 rand at the top. And Ir Yamin, I believe a lot of South Africans are buying in Ir Yamin. What sort of pricing is one looking
at? Where is that?
Ir Yamin is in South Netanya. Uh-huh. So traditionally the South Africans went to North Netanya, which is Nitsa Boulevard. There's a new area called South Beach, and further to that is Ir Yamin, or Poleg, as people know it.
Ah, I would know it's Poleg.
So, there you're looking at about 25,000 shekels and upwards in the, some of the very, very exclusive projects are going to be about 35,000 shekels, a meter there.
And in Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is a tricky one, because literally within, 400 or 500 meters of each other, you can get huge swings in per meter price. But I would say in the areas that the South Africans would want to look at, it starts at probably 40,000 shekels a meter. And for the very exclusive properties, goes up to 60 or 70,000 a meter.
Incredible. So these types of projects, just going back to these, I'm fascinated by the, what we're calling this gentrification, even though it isn't quite, because they're pulling the buildings down. They're not, redoing them, but it's utilizing the existing space that exists in these areas and going and building more units.
So it's not gentrification. However, it has led to gentrification in certain respects, because, right. The idea of what Yitzchak was talking about is a plan called Tama 38. So Tama 38 can come in two guises. The one is to take the existing building and reinforce it against earthquake. And then the builder, Yitzchak, is a Tama 38 developer. He's the number one developer in Herzliya. He's ranked in the top 10 in Israel. And he would then build three or four stories above that. Or where it would make sense both for the municipality and for the builder, they will knock down the building and then rebuild it. But why does it lead to gentrification? Because those buildings that are not slated for Tama 38, but are now the ugly kid on the block, so the owners are then forced to do a renovation of their building as well, where the owners pay.
Right. So this, in fact, would probably ultimately change an area in that sense. And all right, I just want to just to confirm, I rechecked that charity address. What you have to do is, if you wanted to support the charity at Osamach in Sandton, go to www.charity.com/or Sandton next. So, or Sandton next. But go to charity.com and you will find it there. Alright, so Yitzhak, tell us about one of these projects. So you know, wherever that might be, you negotiate, obviously, with all the owners.
Yes.
And then, you move them away for a period. Mm-hmm. And so you'd go from traditionally how many units to how many units?
We usually double or triple the units. But if I may, Howard, you were speaking a lot about charity here, and one of the most important part of Tama as well, it's changing lives tremendously. Imagine an older person living in a building that is 40, 50 years old, that doesn't have an elevator, doesn't have a safety room, doesn't have all these things, and is afraid of this building any day, you know, God forbid, crashing down, and when we're adding these elevators and they can come down, go up.
So they'll move out.
It's a great social issue.
And they will get a unit back.
Absolutely.
So that's how that works.
Absolutely. Right. And it helps many, many, many families. There's no doubt. And it helps us as well with the need and the great demand of people wanting to live in the center of Israel in the cities such as Barry mentioned, because that's where a lot of the high tech jobs and so on that are going on and people want to live there. And it's Israel has started it. Every year it's picking up more and more. We're doing more and more buildings. More and more developers are doing this. And it's a fantastic program. It's when it's done right.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's where we are going to leave it. If someone wants to get hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, we are in South Africa for the next 2-3 days. They can reach us on, Barry, maybe you should mention your local number.
My number is 076-577-2000, but probably best just to send Howard a message and he'll pass it on to us as we've done in the past.
Right.
And Howard, just so that you know, the Hebrew word for Instagram
is
story.
No.
Story.
No, but that's an Instagram story. So they've just shortened it to the story.
Story.
So it's an Instagram.
Instagram. Just tasim et zeh ba-story.
Wow.
Yeah, put it on your story.
Wow.
There so there's another word for you.
So now we are all over the place. Right, with Instagram. So we've got about 15 words for the same thing.
We have more words than photos. I don't know if you saw my Instagram picture yesterday.
No. That is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful. But this is where we pass it over to Zanati to describe, because Zanati does our visuals on the show. Not you.
It looks like...
All right, Howard, help her.
Looks like monks.
She's in trouble right now.
Yes.
Howard's obsessed with monks.
Very good. It is a silhouette of three monks on Ubane Bridge, just outside Mandalay in Burma, walking across the bridge in silhouette with the sunset behind them. And the amazing thing is, at the bottom of the bridge, there's this bright orange sunset. And just above the monks are these beautiful hues in purple and indigo and violet. You can find it on my gram and my story, Howie_Saxton.
That actually showed some love. At the bottom looks like three Italian polonies.
All right. Oh, wow.
Howard has gone to influencer status on Instagram.
Has he really? What does that mean? I mean, it sounds impressive, but what does that mean?
It's these people that get paid to advertise brands on their IG.
Yes.
They get like about more than 2,000 likes.
Wow. So I think we call it gram nowadays. It was only at the beginning of the show we called it IG.
I have been paid by the Buddhist monks to promote them because, you know, they're very wealthy lot.
Right, exactly. I sold my Ferrari or something. Time is 8:51.